call me.
Why, good evening, Mr. Tiverton. How do you do? Well, ain't I glad to see you. This is second life. I'll pay you a little love. You ain't going to faint, do you? Yeah, you take this fan. That fan ain't been used since my grandson died. I fanned him with it till the very last.
I do not see the faint at all, Sister Carver.
Well, you do look powerful white round the gills. You sit right down. I told Mrs. Judkins to have you come right here, because I knew how kind of miserable you were.
Oh, I am not really miserable, Sister Carver.
Now, don't you tell me that, Joe Pickerton. Didn't I know your father and your grandfather before you, and didn't they both die of consumption? That cough of yours means something, and don't you forget it. But then I suppose it don't matter much to you when you do die being a minister, for you're all of the past. And if you do die young, you will miss a sight of trouble. There's nobody knows better than I do what a hard life a young minister has. And I told Mrs. Judkins, as I don't you let me hear you say one word against Mr. Tiverton, says I, because he's doing the best he can, says I, and if he ain't as smart as some folks, says I, think because he don't try. Say, you don't look a bit comfortable in that chair, Mr. Tiverton. Melissa, you bring that easy chair out of the bedroom for Mr. Tiverton. I always hated that rocker ever since Belinda Hicks tipped over in it and broke her spine. I've threatened to give it away more than once, but I always kind of hate to part with it because it recalls Belinda and her suffering.
Oh, the other did very well.
I hear you're a-going with Belinda's cousin, Hilda Budgins. Is that so?
Well, I admire the girl very much.
You do? Well, now, you take my word for it. That gal comes from an extravagant family. More than that, I hear that her grandmother was a roaring lunatic. I've seen a wild kind of a look in Hilda's eyes sometimes.
Well, Sister Thorpe, well, I'm a little weary with my evening service, so I think I'll retire.
Very well, you come right this way, and I'll show you your room. Well, I guess I'll let you have this room tonight, Mr. Tiverton.
Very well, Sister Thorpe. Well, good night.
This room ain't been used since Ebenezer died. He's wrapped right down in a fit right on that rug where you stand. He never spoke either word.
Well, well. Good night.
My first husband died right over by that window. I went downstairs to make up some bread and left him a reason, and when I come back, he was dead. He had a shock.
Good night, Sister Barbara.
Aunt Tabitha died right over on that lounge, and sometimes when I'm in here alone in the evening, it seems as though I could almost hear her groan and see them wild, staring eyes of hers. Sometimes it seems as though we'd had more trouble in our cheer. Well, I suppose you want to go to bed, Mr. Tiverton, so I'll say good night. If you find that window so much for you, you can put it down, and you'll find plenty of quilts and things right in that closet.
Good night.
Speaking of that closet, just before we moved in here, there was a woman hung herself in there.
What? Hung herself?
Yes, they didn't find me for 2 weeks.
Oh, horror.
You didn't remember Pa, did you?
No, I do not remember your father.
Well, Pa died in that very bed you were sleeping in tonight. All this room is full of tender memories. It almost seems like a family lot to me. Well...
Hey! Melissa, bring the camphor bottle.
I believe Mr. Tiverton has fainted away.